Good evening, everybody. Hello, this is Karina from Peru, and in today's podcast, I'm going to talk about the results I got in the FCE exam. So let's start. Well, as I described before, I took the test that is first certificate in English, and this test proved that you have an intermediate level in English. So here are the results. I can't show you because this is an audio, but I can read the results with you. Well, it says, my score, my final score was 160. The level is B2, which means that I am in an intermediate level of English, in English. And well, there are five aspects they assess. The first is reading. In reading, I got 160. That is a level, that is an intermediate level. Then in the case of use of English, I got 153. And then in listening, I got the lowest score of all the aspects, of all the categories, that is 140. The highest scores were in writing and speaking. In writing, I got 173, and in speaking, I got 175. So almost near to C1 level. No, yes, almost to the highest level in B2. Well, I get the minimum score to get the intermediate level. So it's not like a great result, like I am super good at English. It just proved that I have an intermediate level. Well, after these results, I feel like more secure, and I feel more confident about myself, about my knowledge of English, because I know that I have an intermediate level, and it is certificated by a good institution that in this case is Cambridge Assessment English. And well, I know that I have to improve many aspects of English. For example, one of them is listening related to exams. I don't think I am bad at listening. I think that I am bad at listening, but in the case of these kind of exams, because the listenings are like, or the audios are like too, I understood the audios, but when it comes to part of the questions, it's difficult for me to pay attention to the options and also to pay attention to the information of the audio. So that is the reason why it's so difficult for me, the part of listening. I think that the category that I most enjoyed of all of them is speaking. I really enjoyed talking to people, talking here. I have a channel in podcast. And I could be talking for many hours, and well, it's a little bit boring because you can't answer to me. I'm the only one who is speaking right now, and I can't exchange ideas with you. But I think it's one of my favorite parts, speaking. In writing also, I didn't expect to get a good result in writing. However, I got a good result, which makes me happy. And well, after this exam, I really want to take the next exam that proved an advanced level, that is the C1 level. I think it's a little bit difficult, more difficult than this, but I have to practice a lot. The principal aspects I want to Improve is my also my pronunciation because sometimes I feel insecure when I talk to when I speak in English and I know that there are some words that I might be mispronouncing. For example, the sound of the when there are words that ends in S, right? For example, has and also what I was checking some of the words, but the pronunciation is different of the S, right? So there are some words that you pronounce like an S, but no, but also there are some words that you pronounce the S as a Z, like a Z. So it's different, and I have to know which are voiceless, which are unvoiceless, in which cases do I have to pronounce the S, or in which cases I have to pronounce the Z. So it's difficult, but I have to do that. Also, the ED sounds when it's the case of verbs in the past, in the simple past, I also have to practice that. Also, there are many words I might be mispronouncing, but I have to practice. I think that it's all about practicing because I remember that before I didn't pronounce very well the word tree, or I didn't know the difference between pronouncing tree and three. That one was a number and the other one was like the noun. And also when you pronounce sheet and the other one that is a root word. And yes, there are many words, but I have to practice that. I think that, well, actually, I expect to get a good result in reading. However, I didn't get like a very high result in reading. And also, I expected to get a good result in use of English, and also I didn't get a good result in that, which is very bad. Have to practice a lot. And yes, and I am happy of doing that. I really enjoy learning English and then teach to students here in Peru. I feel like I have a really big responsibility in the level of English, in the English level in my country. And yes, I really want to study hard. I also really would like, and I think that it would be so much easier for me if I would be in a country that speak English, maybe for a year or for months. I traveled. I was in the USA for one, well, for about 3 months, and it was a great experience for me because I could learn many things. I remember, I think I improved a little bit more my pronunciation. I remember I went to McDonald's and I asked or I ordered hot, well, I said hot chocolate. And then I don't know how to say it, the staff in the in McDonald's correctly or repeated again the word, and she said hot chocolate, or I don't know, she pronounced the word so natural and very well with a good pronunciation. And then I heard that I was learning a lot, but I was very shy during that time, so I didn't talk a lot with people because I felt no, I'm gonna make a lot of mistakes, or they are not gonna understand me, or no, I don't speak English, I speak basic English. Like I was in that thinking that in that position. But now I don't know, I want to be in any country that speaks English and just speaking and learn from them. I hope to do that. I really hope to do that. I really wanted to travel to to USA and maybe do this exchange program for students. However, because of COVID, my university has a difficult calendar and I have classes in months that I shouldn't have classes and I should have I should be doing other things such as traveling, and also because of my age. I really wanted to do this program called Au Pair, but I just can't do that because there is a limit of age. And oh my gosh, what's this? This is a huge sum. And I didn't want that, and this is what happened. But I hope to do that. My dream is to be like about, I don't know, 2 years. Just 2 years in any country that speaks English. Could be London or it could be the United States. To practice English. And yes, I also was thinking in Germany. I know Germany it's not a country that speaks English, but also I'm very interested in learning German. It's like German is my second favorite language, and I always wanted to travel to that country. Also, my dream was to do an au pair program there, but I couldn't because of my age. There is a limit of age, and now I am 25. But then this month I will turn in, or I will be, I don't know if you say turn or be, but I think it's related to turn, something to that. I'm gonna be 26. And you can do the au pair program between 26. Yes, the limit is 26, I guess. And yes, that's a very interesting program. But I'm not gonna do. Yes. All I have to do just to be in touch with the English culture is read books and watch series. Well, also my brother also told me that we could travel to the United States to visit, because there are many stores I like. Yes, I think in the next podcast I can talk about all the places I visited when I traveled to the United States, where were my impressions, if I like it. Yes, I really like it. And what else? Also, the many stories I experienced. There were many stories. Some of them, they were funny because of the language. And yes. But yes, I think I can talk about that. And well, I was... today I had like many thoughts about life. Like one of them was that I am living in a routine. I am doing every day the same thing. And that is what makes me feel bored and also like sad, because sometimes I don't find like sense in my life, and that really is very sad for me, not to find like a sense. Well, now I'm enjoying this time that I am teaching English. And I'm studying education. I think I like that part of my life. But it's like I need to do something more interesting. Because I feel like I live like in a routine. So the next thing I'm gonna do is travel a lot. I really expect to travel a lot alone or with my family. I'm gonna do that. But first is university, so I have to do my homework. I have to do my classes for my students. And what else? And well, I'm gonna travel on Sunday to Tacna. That is one of my favorite countries cities in Peru. I'm gonna visit my mother, my father. I'm not gonna enjoy very much my staying in Tacna, because I am still in university. I have homework, I have to plan classes, but I will try. I will try to do as much homework as I can today and tomorrow. So the next week I have like free time or more time to enjoy Tacna. And yes, that's all for the podcast of today. I think this is the shortest podcast I have made because my previous podcasts were about 30 minutes or no, 25 minutes or something like that. But this is a very short podcast. What else can I tell about the FCE results? Oh, I can tell you that before getting the results, I had a dream. I had a dream related to FCE. I dreamed that a girl got the results and she got a good result. So after I dreamed that, I checked my emails and then the results arrived. Yes, I feel like more confident with the results, but I have to keep studying more in that. And yes, that's what I'm gonna do. Finish my homework and studying and traveling. And I think that I also feel like this kind of sense that my life doesn't have a sense because I am not going to the gym. I am not going to the gym. And that is what, because I'm not having time. I have to plan my classes, then do homework. And also cooking. That is something I'm learning, guys. I'm learning to cook. And I'm proud of myself because I am cooking delicious, I think. And yes, I have to cook because my mother is not here. But I don't really enjoy cooking. It demands a lot of time. You have to have more time for that. And I don't have because I have classes, then homework, then plan my classes for my students. Nope, there's no time. But even though I don't have time, I still do it. Because I have to eat. And I don't like to eat outside. And yes, that's what I wanted to do. Well, our final idea I wanted to tell you is that if you are not having like a very interesting life, or you feel like you live in a routine, try to change that. And you can do that. Trying to do what you love, or try to think in something that you think it's interesting. For example, in my case, I think that it's interesting traveling, and that is something I'm gonna do sooner. As soon as I have time, I'm gonna travel alone. Yes, alone. And enjoy that. And just try to do that. Try to do something different because life is so short. It's very short. And just, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do the most interesting activities I could ever do. And yes, I also hope that Peru goes to the world champion, the soccer world champion. I hope that to Qatar 2022. I hope, because if Peru doesn't go, I'm gonna be boring. My country is gonna be boring. When Peru plays soccer, it's totally crazy here in Peru. People shout, people wear their special sport, their shirts. No, not shirt. They're a t-shirt. No, it's not a t-shirt. I don't know how you call that. The special, a special kind of clothes. And everybody's happy. Everybody's energetic. And everybody stops what they are doing just to see the game. And I also really enjoy the game. Every time I saw the game, I remember my father, because we used to watch the game together and enjoy when Peru wins, when Peru loses. It's a totally incredible experience because you are nervous. What happened if Peru loses? No, I don't want to Peru loses. worse. That is what happened. Okay, well, that's all for today. I hope wherever you are, I think that's my message to you, that if you're not having an interesting life, make whatever thing it's needed to make your life interesting, and yes, and do it now, because life is so short. And yes, that's all for today. I can tell you that all the things has a solution. There is always a solution, and that is something that always tell to me, Karina, there is always a solution. You can do everything. And that's what I tell to me every day. And yes, that's all for today. I hope you enjoy this podcast, and I hope to see you in another podcast telling you all the things I did to make my life more interesting. Goodbye.